Let's go to Australia. Bernard Keane is political editor for Crikey.com. Your government, Labor government, holding up okay in the polls, it has to be said, Bernard, given these painful times for voters right around economies like ours. And is it on to a winner with a new policy, do you think? Morning.
Well, morning. Yeah, it may well be. Look, it is. I mean, look, it's had some midterm blues, that's for sure. And there's been, obviously, it was a lot of issues around the defeat of the voice referendum last year, but there's been ongoing cost of living issues, as everyone knows, everyone in the Western world and beyond knows. A lot of issues around issue to do with asylum seekers and being released from detention. But by and large, actually, they have held up pretty well. They're at worst kind of even Stevens in the polls, to the extent that polls can be believed at this point. What's they're very enthusiastic about at the moment, and I suspect it's going to be a winner for them, is we're going back to the future on manufacturing. Now, Australia's manufacturing sector sort of collapsed dramatically. Well, it didn't collapse, but it was guided to a collapse pretty dramatically back in the 80s and 90s by the Hawke Keating government. We had a heavily protected manufacturing sector. I think we did this a few years after David Longy sort of did a lot of this in New Zealand as well, but ours was, obviously on a bigger scale. And Australia's manufacturing sector has been shrinking ever since. Australia does a lot of things really well. We do mining really well. We do education and tourism really well. We don't traditionally do manufacturing very well because it's not the sort of sector that does well in a developed economy. But it's sort of stabilised at around 900,000 workers in the last decade. But Labor wants to go back to the future. They want to reinvigorate manufacturing, and they are throwing very large sums of money at areas like solar panel manufacturing and now quantum computing, which was big about 10 years ago. It seems to have been sort of stuck in sort of development hell since then. But yesterday the government announced that they're going to spend nearly $1 billion on getting a US firm to make quantum computers here. I think voters really like this sort of thing. Economists really hate it. I think it's a terrible waste of money, or at least a terrible risk of taxpayers' money. But it's the sort of thing that voters start nodding their heads and going, yeah, why shouldn't we make things in Australia? So I think in the long term, it's going to make for the polls going to be very interesting to see how people actually react to this.
All right. Now, just on another matter here, airlines, you've got another one that apparently has gone kaput, so to speak. Was this one of the smaller players?
Yeah. So look, Australia's aviation sector, and you and I have talked about Australia's aviation sector before, it's dominated by Qantas. It's kind of, there's enough room for 1.9 airlines, maybe. We got Qantas, we got Virgin. An outfit called Bonza, funded by foreign private equity, came in, like a number of previous players have done, to try to break open that duopoly, try to provide more competition. And now they went into administration a few months ago. Now they're having their planes repossessed. Apparently one of their planes was repossessed sort of on the tarmac, actually with passengers in it, which is rather painful. But it points to a bigger problem, which is that Australia, look, with this sort of tiny population, not as tiny as you guys, but a tiny population on a vast continent, and our sort of aviation infrastructure really is kind of monopolistic. And yet we've got this sort of gouging company called Qantas that dominates, and all attempts to introduce competition seem to get defeated. So Australia's lives seem to be going to be dominated by Qantas and price gouging and anti-competitive behaviour for quite some time to come.